Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Jeremiah 29:5.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:5. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Although you and I as God's redeemed children live under grace, praise God, there will be times when we experience consequences for our actions or even for the actions of others. We might mouth off to our employer and lose our jobs, or we might spend frivolously racking up a ton of debt and lose our homes. As we wait for our gracious, grace-giving, and loving God to restore us, we might have to sit in an unpleasant situation for a bit. Maybe taking temporary work in a hostile environment, or living in a shelter or a tiny, unkept, rent-by-the-month apartment, or maybe on a friend's couch. In those circumstances, we might feel tempted to sort of emotionally check out or to remain fixated on our past. But God wants us to thrive even in our seasons of disappointment, to plant seeds of hope, of purpose, basically to live for Him in every moment, wherever we're at. God spoke the words in today's verse through the prophet Jeremiah during a dark and painful time in ancient Israel's history. His children had messed up big time. God had warned his people for generations to turn from their sins, from their idolatry, urging them with the passion and persistence of a loving father to return to him, but they had refused. God's continued mercy had proven ineffectual in their lives. Therefore, it was in essence time for some reality discipline, so to speak, for the people to feel the weight of their choices, meaning they had made it clear they didn't want a relationship with God Almighty, the one true God, their creator. And so God basically honored their wishes, and he removed his protective hand. He allowed their enemies to conquer his people and to cart them off into exile. But recognize, God did not do this in spite. Scripture tells us that he is the embodiment of perfect love and the source of every act of love you, I, or all of humanity might express. And that means everything he does and allows absolutely must come from a place of perfect love. While we won't always understand this side of heaven, sometimes God does provide the wise for our hardship, as he did for the Jewish exiles. He told them clearly what would happen if they continued to rebel against him and why, so that they would return to him and live in a right relationship with him, so that they would, in essence, save their souls. In other words, their exile wasn't the end. God would restore his people and bring them back to their land, but not for 70 years. Basically, one whole generation. Apparently, the people didn't realize that, or maybe they chose not to believe it. And based on what we read in the verses that follow today's, false prophets were telling them otherwise. Therefore, the people assumed that their exile would soon end, and they weren't really living. I mean, why invest the time and the energy in building a new life when one is certain they will soon return to their old one? But God told them, in essence, to bloom where they were planted because they would be there for a while. And probably also so that they would reveal Creator God to all their pagan Babylonian neighbors. Their honorable actions and whatever blessings God provided were to send rays of light into the dark world. That's God's desire for us as well, in whatever season we are in or wherever we're at. And as I was reflecting on his instructions to the ancient Israelites, I thought of two New Testament passages, both written by the Apostle Paul. The first is found in Philippians 2, verses 14 to 15, and it states, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky." Man, is that hard, right? Especially if we're in a difficult or painful place. But that's also when our lack of complaining can have the greatest impact. Our hope in Christ will shine as brightly and beautifully as the stars shimmering in the night sky. The second passage today's verse brought to mind comes from 1 Thessalonians verses 11 through 12, which state, beginning halfway through verse 11, "Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody." And again, while such behavior obviously benefits us much more than moping about and doing nothing, it also helps draw others to Christ. And isn't that just like our Father, to use everything, even our biggest messes, to invite people to life? And to use you and I, his flawed and often rebellious children, to do so? What a picture of grace. To know that our greatest failures and sins won't have the final say, grace will. And that our hardships won't last forever. God will restore us, if not during our earthly lives, then for sure when we pass into the next, where all hardship and strife will be eradicated for good. And you and I will stand surrounded by our Father's all-encompassing love. And in the meantime, we can know that God will use you and I, despite our imperfections, to call others to life. And in that, we can experience the joy and the fulfillment that can only come from knowing we're part of a story that is so much bigger than ours. I don't know about you, but that brings me hope and encouragement. It inspires me to live more fully for my faithful and loving Savior. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for your mercy, for your love, for your grace, for your wisdom. Thank you that you do not give up on us. Even when we have made a complete mess of things, you can redeem our situation even then. And you will use whatever consequences we experience for our good, to grow us, to transform us. And you will use everything we experience to reveal your heart, your power, and your love to the watching world. Help us to remain focused on you. When we mess up, help us to turn back to you in repentance. Help us to live continually in a right relationship with you and deepen our trust in you. We love you and we praise you. It's in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.